Hi, I'm Astrid Schwein, the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Matthew Duvall, percussionist for 8th Blackbird. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Matthew Duvall. That was our friend, 8th Blackbird percussionist Matthew Duvall, playing the Kids Commute theme on, like, sticks and rocks and coconut shells and stuff. If you'd like to be featured playing our Kids Commute theme on any instrument at all, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, Kids Commuters. Welcome to the last day of Couples Week on IPR's Kids Commute, couples who made beautiful music together on stage and off. We'll ask you our Quizlet question after the music today. Today we meet the pair Jay Unger and Molly Mason, and on their website they refer to themselves as the West Coast Girl and the Kid from the Bronx. Let's meet the Kid from the Bronx first. That's Jay Unger. He was born in the Bronx, New York in 1946 and became well known as a fiddler. His tune, The Ashokan Farewell, was used in the Ken Burns documentary about the Civil War, and is often the first thing that folks associate with him, and it's since been recorded by orchestras all over the world. Molly, the West Coast Girl, grew up in Washington State. She also plays the fiddle, as well as the guitar and the piano. The two met in the 1970s. They ran into each other while playing music at the same club. They figured out they sounded great together, and they made music together for years until they got married in 1991. They still make music together, and when they perform alone, they call their band Swingology. Today we'll hear a piece from Jay and Molly called Lover's Waltz. In 2017, Jay and Molly visited IPR and played the Lover's Waltz in Studio A, and they told us a little bit about how they wrote it together one morning after breakfast and how they almost decided not to play it in front of people at all.
It was a spontaneous co-composition, and I got the first spark of the melody, and then the way Molly harmonized it, it pushed it in different directions, and eventually it kind of solidified.
Yeah.
And then we didn't play it for people for many years.
That's right.
It seemed too personal, you know.
Thankfully, Jay and Molly eventually decided it would be okay to share this personal piece of music they wrote together on a beautiful morning. Here they are in IPR Studio A in 2017 playing Lover's Waltz. Jay plays the fiddle and Molly plays the piano.
Thank you.
We just heard Molly Mason and Jay Unger performing Lover's Waltz right here at Interlochen Public Radio in a piece that means so much to them as a couple that they almost didn't play it for people. I'm so glad they changed their minds. Okay, kids commuters, time now for our Quizlet. The answer is in today's episode. Here is the question. The first thing a lot of people think of when they hear the name Jay Unger is the Ashokan Farewell, a song from a Ken Burns documentary. Which documentary is it? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you this week's prize pack in the mail. Well, that's it for this week's Kids Commute. I hope you enjoyed Couples Week. I'm Kate Botello. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. Happy Friday. See you next week.